Hello and welcome to Publish Me, a monthly podcast series from the AS21 Podcast Network, where we follow along in the publishing process of the fantasy epic, The Will of the Magi. I'm your host, Keith F. Shelvin, publisher of AS21 Media, and joining me as always is...
Hey everyone, this is Paul Dickinson Russell, the author of The Will of the Magi. Hope you are doing well this winter as it continues, and hope you're ready for March Madness! I'm not, I don't care, but I know some of you are.
And I'm Ronna Gaynor, a design consultant for AOS21 and the book cover artist for The Will of the Magi. I feel like at this point we should be calling it the podcast detailing the publishing process of The Will of the Magi and other things.
Yeah, probably. And of course, joining us back this month is our regular guest contributor,
Corey Parker, editor-in-chief at AS21, and the guy editing Paul's book and trying to keep this doorstopper in line.
It's a pet killer!
It's a thing preventing me from watching March Madness.
I'm so sorry.
Kidding.
It is March 2019, if you hadn't already noticed, and this is Chapter 48 of the Publishing Podcast. Today is a spring cleaning episode. Remember, we're hosted by Podomatic. Find us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, Spotify, Google Play, and our home on the web, audio.as21.com. You can always reach out to us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/publishpodcast, on Twitter at publishpodcast, or email us, publishpodcast@as21.com.
Read the smoke signals in the sky. Yeah. To the Morse code, publish me.
Yes, there are many, many ways you can talk to us. There are many, many ways you can listen to us. There are many, many ways you can get inside Paul's mind. But really, do you want to?
No, you don't want to go there. It's a very scary place.
So now, since we have Corey here, it is time for a robust update on where we are with the editing process of The Will of the Magi.
Dun, 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 dun. Corey just sent me chapter 33 a couple days ago, and I just sent it back to him this morning. So we have 34 chapters completely done, and we have 13 chapters left.
Yay, that's... Is that, yeah, that's over two-thirds? That's...
We are over two-thirds. I can hear the angels.
It's almost three-quarters, so yeah, you guys are doing well.
Yes, Corey has the mic heaven behind him.
It was a little rough over the holidays, I'm not going to lie, past couple months, but I think we're turning things around now, so... Hopefully we'll be a little faster, and by the next time this podcast comes out, hopefully we'll be much further along.
Nice. Woo-hoo! Fantastic. Yay. Now, I will say, though, if it sounds like 47 chapters is a lot, I just read The President is Missing by Bill Clinton and James Patterson. It has 120 chapters.
Oh.
But they're short.
Yeah.
In fact, there was
mine
like,
are not short.
It was like there were four chapters for one conversation. So I'm guessing James Patterson likes to take breaks.
Yeah. But there's that piece of Mario Kart fan fiction that's being written. It's like 5 million words and growing. They've been writing it for like 7 or 8 years. It has like 260-270 chapters or something like that.
Wow.
It has like 450,000 chapter.
Wow. Mario Kart, you said?
Yeah, it's Mario, I believe it's Mario Kart fan fiction.
Alright.
Okay.
That seems almost as insane as the guy who set up a website creating 7 different spin-offs of the TV show Frasier. In which each spinoff has gone for 7 seasons with 20 episodes per season, and he has created characters and done write-ups for each individual episode, and they all follow up on certain narrative arcs with certain cast members of different series like crossing over, and yeah.
Nice.
Some people have too much time on their hands.
Yes. Not us.
No.
No. We could use some of that time.
Yes. Okay, so that's 34 chapters down, 13 chapters to go.
That is where we are at with the editing process.
And of course, we got the cover art done, and we've got our printer. It will be printed by Lulu for print-on-demand release in a 6x9 trade paperback size. We will be doing a limited short-run hardcover specifically to give Paul his ultimate hardcover copy that he could smash small children with.
This makes me happy. I shall bind it and put it on a very big stick.
No, the hardcover will be bound already. That's how hardcovers work.
It will be bound a second time.
Okay.
Bound to sign children's heads.
You have to sign it in blood, right?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Then comes the Record Me podcast, where we detail the process of recording the audiobook version.
Yes. So, yes, we will be working with Lulu. We'll be doing a short run of hardcover copies to cover those that purchase hardcover copies through our Indiegogo campaign, as well as any others that Paul might like to, for his own personal sale. The bulk of the orders will be done in paperback and through Lulu's global reach that will allow those books to be available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Kobo, and everywhere else print books are sold. And in fact, a recent change in Barnes & Noble strategy, if you sell a certain number of copies on their website, they will put your book in the store if you are a self-published or indie-published author. Yes, so that's a strong push.
Did we figure out how many books you have to sell, how many copies?
Yes. About 700.
That's it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or
I can do that.
Or what you do is just get some of your very devoted friends to pester the good people at the various Barnes and Nobles in the, well, that might still exist until they have the book in stock. Because if you have more than one person request it, then they may think there's a lot of interest for this book and it might do well on the shelves. Not that I would suggest coordinating any sort of campaign in order to deceive a Barnes & Noble into putting your book on the shelf.
Well, but I mean, if I were a totally evil person, I would contact some of the school teachers and principals I've been talking with about said book. And since at least one of the principals would like to get a few copies of the book for their school library.
Wow.
Well, part of the global reach through Lulu will give us a connection to Ingram, which will allow any libraries to purchase print copies to be part of their collection. Or then, of course, if it's a school or library that is near and dear to your heart, you could also donate a copy as well. I will make sure that two paperback copies are added to the collection of the Library of Congress as well.
Woohoo!
Yes.
Thank you very much.
So if you don't want to pay for the book, you could always go and get your good for 2 years Library of Congress access card and read it in the most beautiful reading room in all the world. Or, you know, you could just buy the
book. You still have to buy a copy of the book.
Yes.
700 copies within like the span of a year or what is
I believe so. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I know 700 people who will buy my book. I'm looking at you, Facebook.
Hey, we're recording a podcast here. Get off of Facebook. You're not supposed to be on Facebook right now. Before we get into our discussion for spring clean, it's time for a short ad break.
This episode is sponsored by...
This podcast is brought to you by Audible. Worldwide collection of great audiobooks available today. You sign up at audibletrial.com/AS21 and you get your first month for free, which means you can choose from 180,000 titles. Put that on your laptop, your computer, your smartphone, your Kindle, your iPad, your other name brand tablet, or whatever device you could use that can you listen to audio productions. You can put Audible on it, and you can take your reading with you anywhere. Just this past week, I finished The President is Missing by Bill Clinton and James Patterson, and now I'm reading Assault on Intelligence by General Michael Hayden, former head of the CIA and NSA. And it's just amazing being able to listen to these books. In some cases, in the case of General Hayden's book, it's read by General Hayden himself. In the case of The President is Missing, the bulk of the book is read by actor Dennis Quaid.
Ooh.
Yes, as well as three or four others. These are the type of things you can find when you listen to audiobooks. Sometimes it's the voice of the author reading the book. Sometimes it's a full cast recording. And sometimes it's just someone really great reading it. Like, say, Stephen Fry reading the Sherlock Holmes series.
I recommend that one.
Yes. It's 180,000 titles to choose from. And once you download your audiobooks from Audible, once you buy those audiobooks, those are yours forever, whether you decide to stick with the service or not. So check it out today, audibletrial.com/AS21. This episode is also brought to you by
PhotoLemur. It is an automatic photo retouching app powered by AI. So it takes all of the guesswork out of editing your photos. It touches up your colors. It makes your photos look good, so you don't have to be a fancy professional photographer to take awesome photos. Get it?
Click on the banner at our home on the web, audio.as21.com, and you can save up to 35% off the latest edition of Photo Lemur today. And
there's that novel working on for years, but need an extra set of eyes to look at it. What about that blog post you've been working on, or that article you want to put out to help people? You want to make sure that the spelling, grammar, content, and flow are correct, right? Then look no further. Quoth the Writer LLC is here to help. Quoth the Writer is an editing and proofreading service geared towards any and all writing needs. Owner Lisa Arpino Hadrovich has a BA in creative writing, worked for and interned for a literary journal called The Literary Review, and has been working as a freelance editor and proofreader for the last 3 years. She has worked with students from 7th grade to graduates in college. She has also worked with a small business to help them edit articles and the business overview and their policies. Whether it's a novel, school report, article, or blog post, Lisa will be there for all your writing needs. To learn more or start working with her, please contact her via email at lhodorovych17@gmail.com. That's lhodorovych17@gmail, or you can call her at 201-787-6499. Thank you.
And of course, links will be in the show notes for all of these great services, so be sure to check them out. So this is the March 2019 edition of the Publishing Podcast, Chapter 48, Spring Cleaning. So winter is hopefully coming to a close, even though Punxsutawney Phil lied to us once again.
Wasn't he arrested last week?
He keeps escaping from prison and going back to his hole.
Yeah. Still in full spring right now.
Don't worry, we'll get some more snow in April.
Well, yep. There's supposed to be another big snowstorm expected to hit us sometime in the next 2 weeks down here in the DMV, so... Yeah.
It will be cold tomorrow, but then 60 over the weekend.
Yes, so springtime is coming, a lot of things are coming up. We've got a new book coming out from AS21, that is Miller Rounding Third, a fiction novel tying together the history of baseball and American history, and written by Tommy Reynolds, and we're very looking forward to having that book come out. We have a number of events coming up, mainly events at Walls of Books in Washington, D.C., both literary game nights, but also our poetry open mics. This month, the poetry open mic will feature the work of artist Maya Angelou. It's always a good time coming out, discussing, not only having people share their own poetry work, but also discussing the greater works of some of these poets that we've chosen to honor each month. Other than that, we're going to go light on some of our book fairs this year. We've decided to cut back, and we're going to be skipping Gaithersburg and Kensington this year, and just really focusing on our core things, and not so much traveling. And this was all leading up to what will be our 5th birthday celebration at the beginning of May. 5 years we've been doing this. Not the podcast. It feels like it's been 5 years. Hell, it feels like it's been 50. But no, AS21 as a whole has been officially launched May 8th of 2014. So we'll be celebrating 5 years at an event at Walls of Books in Washington, D.C. So be on the lookout for more information about that. So what all have you guys got planned for the spring? We also check in with you on what's been happening. I know, Rana, we haven't seen you in a couple months, so I'm sure there's a lot you've got going on.
It's been a bit of a whirlwind. I designed the t-shirts for Regeneration Who, a Doctor Who fan convention coming to Rockville at the end of this month, March 28th to the 31st. Should be a hoot and a half, or a who and a half, but not a bitch. And come get a fancy t-shirt that I designed with a logo on it, all official-like. And I'll also be tabling there and selling some artwork. I'm going to be at least one other event in the DMV this year. I'm not sure when it will be. It's a mystery because it's a brand new convention. Woo! So that's all I got planned right now. I did CastCon a couple weeks ago. That was great. Always a great time.
Were there lots of cats there?
A lot of cat girls.
I would expect that one.
And cat woman as well, yes. Right?
At least one.
At least.
Paul, you have anything spring cleaning? You have more writing contests coming up, right?
Yeah, I know I shared on my Facebook page a whole bunch of writing contests. Right now, the Pixie Forest Publishing has a fantasy contest wrapping up. Flame Tree Publishing has a detective mystery and epic fantasy contest wrapping up. So I might try and get into those, who knows. Also, I mean, it's a running theme in my life, running late for everything that I'm attempting to do, you know, that is...
Really, Paul? I'm shocked.
I know it's shocking for you guys. You guys are just used to me doing everything early and on time, but truly, running late is an issue with my life. So I did a nice little fan page build-up contest in November. And so I finally ordered the stuff to give you people!
Yay!
So... I bought myself some things, too, because I'm greedy like that. So, the stuff I bought myself, which is quite nice, I bought myself the hardcover, fully bound little notebook, unlined. Very nice. Nice.
Real quick, these are the items available on our TeePublic store.
Yes.
TeePublic.com/store/AS21-market, where you can find great Will the Magi items.
Absolutely.
T-E-E, or just the letter T?
T-E-E, yes.
T-E-E Public. So I bought the nice hardcover bound notebook, which is quite nice. Very sturdy. I got online so I could draw random things in it and do all my other note-taking in it. I also got myself the really nice laptop cover case because I've destroyed all the other ones I've had. So it's nice to have this one with the Will of the Magi art on it and all that. So I really like that. It's actually really, really sturdy and really fluffy on the inside. So it's nice for the laptops. And then for all of you beautiful people that, you know, those six of you who won my contest, you will all be getting tote bags.
Yay!
Those just got here in the mail a couple hours ago, actually. They're quite nice. They're actually pretty sturdy looking. So I might have to buy more. Who knows? So yay for all that.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Cool. How about you, Corey? Any spring cleaning things going on?
Let's see. I finished work on Miller Rounding Third, which you mentioned earlier in this very podcast. So I feel bad about that because I started it much later than I started Will of the Magi, but it's also only about a quarter of the length.
Sorry.
Don't be. It's fine.
I feel like we should clarify that CatsuCon is not a convention about cats.
Anyone listening?
Other than that, I am consumed with Paul's book and my own work and personal reading.
Cool. All right. Not too much more for this episode. I figured we needed a check-in with Corey, and we needed one where we didn't really get into too heavy of a topics. Because there are sometimes, even in your writing life, where it's good to just take a break and look around, see what's going on in the world.
Do something else.
Especially since, yeah, do something else. I mean, sometimes there's writer's block. Sometimes you just need inspiration. A lot of times when I was doing my writing, which I still sorely need to get back to, where taking a break has given me more ideas for when I got back into it, for how to continue my story or to go back and make changes to parts that I had already written that were a little bit weak. So every once in a while, it's nice to take stock. Spring, we have this... At least culturally, we have this idea of spring cleaning, a good time to throw out all the rubbish from your life, good or bad, and really reassess things. So now that spring is upon us at the end of this month, or, you know, whenever it might happen to show up, because you never know these days, it's a good time to reassess. And we're about 8 months out from NaNoWriMo. which means I've already started getting emails.
Yep.
So now is the time where you could start to think if you had a writing project you completed. Hopefully you've gotten it through editing and it's now being published or released or posted or whatever you want to do with it. And now it's time where you could start making plans for the next one. If there's something that you haven't done, I mean, obviously you could keep working on it, but this is a good time to just take stock of what you have. Not so much be thankful as it would be around, say, Thanksgiving, but to be grateful for all that you have as the seasons change over.
I do have a question for Paul, if we have time.
Oh, absolutely.
Speaking of staying organized, I know a lot of writers use journals or wikis to keep their details straight. I believe George R. R. Martin famously uses his own live journal slash not a blog to get his details straight.
Mm-hmm.
I find myself, one of my favorite parts of your book is the action scenes. And there's quite a lot of that, and I love it. But sometimes I find myself on page 18 thinking, wait a minute, I thought there were 6 guards at the beginning of this chapter. 2 were killed, but now there are 5. And yes. I have to go back and look, because that's my job. That's what I'm, you know, supposed to be checking for.
Yep.
One died twice.
How do you keep track of little details like that? Like, oh, the arrow was supposed to strike his left side. Actually, on the right.
For specific character details, with our, you know, for a named character, I actually have I think it's a 6-page character sheet that I developed at the start of the writing process. And that's for all, like, when the character comes in, I'll start truly working on filling it out, getting more of the details in. A lot of it, you know, I don't really use. For those unnamed character moments, I try to have a checklist per chapter, per scene. Most of the time it gets used. Sometimes if I'm in a really good flow, it gets forgotten, which is when I create moments like, he's killed the same guy 5 times, 6 different ways. That's odd.
But I imagine that happens to almost every writer, especially with such a large, complex book. So it's good that you have a strategy to at least attempt to.
Yeah, it's the attempting part that's the entertaining part. Yeah, you know, it's just when I'm in the flow, sometimes it's hard to remember those things. So you know, I try to go back and write it all out when I'm having a brain fart moment, just you know, do all that. So I try sometimes.
Even as a reader, sometimes I just get caught up in a scene and I just kind of gloss right over it. So we'll catch as much as we can and everything will make sense.
Yeah, I think we had this happen, twice in this last chapter?
Yeah, once or twice in the past, maybe half a dozen chapters.
Okay. I'm not that bad at most details.
No, but this is part of the process, you know. Yep. I alert you to things that maybe don't seem quite right, and you go back, or you say, oh, this is the reason why this was written that way, and I say, oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yep. Which people like, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully.
Please like my book! Please don't hate me!
Don't worry, we don't hate you, Paul. I don't know about other people, though. All right, well, if nobody has anything else, I believe that wraps it up for this month. And there's been a pretty big consensus that since we tended to be a pretty goofy episode, we're going to release the entire unedited episode on our Patreon feed. So sign up today, patreon.com/AS21, become a patron of the AS21 Podcast Network, and you will be able to listen to the full, unedited, unabashed, unbridled, whatever.
Unfreaking believable.
Yes, unfreaking believable edition of the Publish Me podcast, starting at just $1 a month. And not only that, but you'll also find the 5th segment, a special segment of the World's Only Podcast coming out each month. The segment that doesn't make it on the air is now available on our Patreon feed. So check that out now, as well as other stuff that gets shared throughout the course of the year. So patreon.com/AS21 and become a patron of AS21 today. Otherwise, be sure to check us out. The Publishing Podcast is hosted by Podomatic. It's available on Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, Spotify, and our home on the web, audio.as21.com. You can always reach out to us anytime on Facebook, facebook.com/publishpodcast, on Twitter @publishpodcast, or email us, publishpodcast@as21.com. From AS21 Media, I am Keith F. Shovlin.
I'm Ron Gainer.
I'm Corey Parker. Bow to your multinational overlords.
And as always, this is Paul Dickinson Russell. Remember, where there are thoughts and ideas, there are stories. We'll see you next month.
Copyright 2018, AS21 Media, LLC. All rights reserved.
AS21 Media. What do you want your story to be?